When he came out, Tim was startled by the declining angle of the sun, which told him more than an hour had passed. Cosington and Stokes stood near the man-high ash heap at the rear of the smithy, smoking roll-ups. There was no news of Big Kells.
"Perhaps he's throwed himself in the river and drowned," Stokes speculated.
"Hop up in the wagon, son," Cosington said. "I'll drive you back to your ma's."
But Tim shook his head. "Thank'ee, I'll walk if it's all the same to you."
"Need time to think, is it? Well, that's fine. I'll go on to my own place. It'll be a cold dinner, but I'll eat it gladly. No one begrudges your ma at a time like this, Tim, never in life."
Tim smiled wanly. Cosington put his feet on the splashboard of his wagon, seized the reins, then had a thought and bent down to Tim.
"Have an eye out for Kells as you walk, is all. Not that I think you'll see him, not in daylight. And there'll be two or three strong fellas posted around your home place tonight."
"Thank you, Si."
"Nar, none of that. Call me Peter, lad. You're old enough and I'd have it."
He reached down and gave Tim's hand a brief squeeze.
"So sorry about your da. Dreadful sorry."